I'm standing here at the Twickenham Stoop in the bar. Alongside me is a wonderful man, Jason Leonard, who used to be a member of Quinns for many years and a former England player with 100 and some odd caps, Jason?
114.
How many years did you play international rugby?
All in all, I played 14 years international rugby, so quite fortunate. I think it was 7 years amateur, 7 years professional, so I got to see the best of both worlds.
I think you did, and you were one of those lucky ones. An era when the players had a proper job. They were policemen, or they were, you I think, were a joiner. There were school teachers, army officers, solicitors, doing a proper job during the week and then turning out and playing of a Saturday and training, of course, during the week as well. Must have been tough.
It was hard, but I think now, because you experience that and how the game has changed, I mean, the landscape is completely different now of the professional game. That actually brings some enjoyment with it as well, because, as you said, you'd come to a game or you'd come to training and one guy would be a doctor, one guy would be a solicitor, one guy would be a builder, one guy would be a policeman. And the banter and the crack, the camaraderie that brought about was absolutely fantastic. And it was a very special time, and you actually got great enjoyment out of a game that was your hobby. You actually played for nothing. And in the professional era, you got asked that your hobby would become your job. Well, you couldn't get a better job in the world. So no, I've been very lucky and very fortunate.
And very skilled, I would have to say. I mean, you worked extremely hard to be where you are.
Yeah, I think if you want to succeed in anything, you've got to work hard. You talk to kids today, young people today, when you're talking about rugby in particular, you see someone like a Johnny Wilkinson that they can all see and they idolise as a top-class player. But the reason why he's a top-class, world-class player is because it's not what you see on an 80 minutes on a field. It's the hours and hours and hours of hard work that you don't see that are either in gyms or on the training ground, practicing kicking at goal, and everyone seems to think you just turn up on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock and that's what you do. No, there's a lot more that goes into the job than that.
I mean, you must have spent hours in the gym.
Hours in the gym in the professional era, most probably in the amateur era, hours in the pub.
Well, the last time you and I met, and you probably don't remember, was in the Sun in Richmond. You were with Jeff Probyn, I think, that evening, and the landlord, we had a bit of a lock-in.
It's always one of the best pubs in the area. It's still my local after all these years.